Hello, amazing parents and caretakers, and welcome to the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. I'm your family empowerment coach, Celia Kibler. I'm a mom of a blended family of five kids. I'm a grandma of nine kids, an author, a teacher, a speaker, and a consultant with over 40 years of training and real-life parenting experience. I'm here to offer you practical, doable tips, strategies, and techniques that will pump up your parenting skills and create peace, love, and laughter throughout your family. In addition, I'll be interviewing some great humans that are on a mission to make your life a better, happier, and healthier life. So let's not waste any time and get started with the next episode of the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. Thanks for listening. Let's talk tantrums. So here's the thing. Little babies are built with all kinds of emotion. They don't know how to regulate them. Not built with that. Our brain just has emotions. And so when we get mad or we get disappointed, our brain says, you know what? You're mad, and it spits out something. Could be a tantrum, could be screaming, could be throwing, could be hitting, could be biting, could be kicking, could be any number of reactions because our brain, our conscious brain, doesn't know how to respond to the emotion. So our subconscious brain, which we don't have control over, responds for us. Okay. So that's the gist of why a tantrum happens. If you're joining me live, welcome. Share this out. If you have friends that also are sick of dealing with tantrums, let me tell you who I am. I'm Celia Kibler. I am a family and relationship empowerment coach and award-winning author of Raising Happy Toddlers, which I wrote as a manual for you guys. You know how they say kids need to come with a manual? Wrote one for you. Get it at celiasbooks.com. I'm the founder of Pumped Up Parenting, the founder of the Day of Calm Foundation and the International Day of Calm. I am the Calm Crusader, and I'm the co-founder of Fun Fit Family Fitness. So lots of stuff, knowledge. I've been working with parents and kids for over 40 years. I have five of my own, two I gave birth to, three I gained through marriage, and I'm nine grandkids. So lots of information here for you guys about tantrums. Now, why did I say, are you teaching your child to throw a tantrum? Flashback to we are our children's strongest role models. We are who they listen to, okay? We are the people that they mirror. Forget about don't do as I do as I say, because they're going to do what you do. So contemplate this. If you are screaming and yelling, if you are communicating aggressively to your children, if you are hitting them, if every day you try to get them to do something, you yell at them, guess what? You're throwing a tantrum. You are not staying in control of you, your emotions. And if you're hitting, if you're screaming, if you're yelling, if you're out of control, you are throwing a tantrum. Realize that. So if you're throwing a tantrum when you're getting disappointed on what your children are doing, you are directly teaching them to do the same. So when they get disappointed, they will throw a tantrum. Plus, if you're giving into your children's tantrums, if they throw a tantrum, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't stand this anymore. I can't stand it. If that is happening and you give them what they want, now you have just taught them that in order to get what they want, all I have to do is scream and yell and then somebody gives it to me. So now they are automatically giving a tantrum. That's happens in our brain. But the reason they're continuing to have tantrums is because you're giving into them, you're giving them what they want, and you're modeling the behavior of out of control emotions to them. So yes, you are teaching your child to continue to have tantrums. Well, what can we do about it? Well, what can we do about it is, number one, you need to get your emotions under control. You need to learn how to regulate your emotions so that if you're upset or you're disappointed in your children, you don't explode and you don't throw a tantrum. You take a break, you think about it, you pause, you reflect. What is my best reaction to this situation? How can I be proactive to this problem? My child's always throwing food. Instead of screaming and yelling, what can I do to encourage them not to throw food? We throw tantrums, we scream and yell, we get upset when we are reactive emotionally and not proactive. So if you're getting upset and your kids, something's going on with your kids and you're getting upset and you say, you know what, guys, I need to walk away. I need to gain control of what I'm thinking and how I'm feeling. I'll be back. Number one, once you do that, your children might stop what they're doing because they're so surprised you're not yelling at them. Number two, you just demonstrated a way to not overreact to a situation. You just showed your kids, well, see what mom did, see what dad did. They walked away. They took a break, and that's okay. If you're arguing with your spouse or your partner, agree to walk away if you can't control your emotions at that moment. Pause, reflect, think about it. How can I come back and be more constructive and more productive in the way I handle this situation? It's up to you. They're not going to learn how to regulate their emotions if nobody teaches them. And in fact, if everybody just confirms that overreaction to an emotion. Are you getting this? Are you beginning to understand that it's up to us? It is up to us to feel like we are in control, to understand how we get in control so that we can teach our children how they can get in control. Okay, so there's a big problem. You got all upset, but you walked away. Now you thought about it. Now you can come back, and once things have calmed down, you can then talk with your children about what's going on and help them to learn how they can regulate their own emotions. How can they regulate them? How can they respond in a calmer, more productive way? You can teach them different techniques of calming down, like breathing. Smell the flower, blow out the candles. Hold your finger up, smell the flower, blow out the candles. If you're all upset, you can get all of you say, let's pause for a minute. Everybody hold up a finger, smell the flower, blow out the candles. The littlest of children can learn this. You can also say, you know what? You can squinch up, and if you tighten your fists really strongly, you will feel your body tense, which is what happens when you get upset. So tighten your fists and then release the mad. Tighten your fists, go away, mad, and you can feel your body lighten up. You tense it and you release it. It's another great method to teach children and yourself how to calm down. Again, situation sense. Okay, guys, let's grab all the mad and throw it away. Grab it again, throw it away. It will lessen the tension in your body. These are techniques that it's up to you to be helping and teaching your children. These are things they need to learn. Like I said, they're not born with knowing how to regulate emotion. It is up to us to learn. Our human brains take 25 years to fully develop. The majority of that is being learned through modeled behavior by our parents, by our teachers, by other caretakers, by society, reading, learning, going to school. All of that is what is building your brain to the point of full development. Does it mean it stops learning at 25? Absolutely not. You always learn, and you should make it a culture in your home to learn something new every day. It's a great, great discussion around the dinner table. What did you learn today? Everybody go around and tell one thing that they learned today, and you included. So in order to have tantrums start to resolve themselves, and they will absolutely lessen. Why? Because children will learn a different way to react, and they'll find out that them having a tantrum isn't accomplishing anything. When you give into a tantrum, they learn, okay, if I have a tantrum, I get my way. But when you don't give into a tantrum, they learn that they don't get their way and the tantrum's not accomplishing anything. So when there's a tantrum, don't react to it. Please don't yell into it. You're only going to make it worse. You don't even need to keep talking into it, because your child's brain is in tantrum mode. It cannot hear what you're trying to say. It cannot listen and reflect on what you're trying to say. It's out of control. You got to wait till that tantrum starts calming down. And once things have calmed down, then you can discuss better ways to handle when they're mad, disappointed, angry, any number of feelings. It's up to you to teach. It's up to you to model. Screaming and yelling won't get you there. That only teaches your kids to scream and yell. Remember that whatever you do, good or not so good, you give your children permission to do. If you want to stop yelling, if you're like, how can I possibly do this? What if in 21 days you could stop yelling? I have a great program out there, guys. You've got about another week or so to get it at this low price. Go to quityelling.com. Quityelling.com. Go to quityelling.com and put in coupon code podcast. Coupon code podcast. Don't forget that so you get the discount. In 21 days, you could stop yelling. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if you could stop yelling 21 days? 21 days. What is 21 days? Is it the new year? No, it's past the new year. What if in 2024 you really did stop yelling? Can you imagine? Can you imagine what life would be like? If you said to your kids, you know what, guys, I'm not going to yell anymore. I'm just not going to. Will you help me to stop yelling? Will you help me to hold me accountable for not yelling? And we can hold each other accountable. I guarantee you, your kids will be on board. You know why? Because they hate being yelled at. Does anybody like being yelled at? So I guarantee they'll be on board. And you can make it a family effort to create more calm, respectful, productive communication between all of you. Wouldn't that be a really great start to 2024? Wouldn't that be the best New Year's resolution? If you signed up today and you put out the little bit of money that it costs one time, less than a cup of coffee a day, 21 days from now, mark it on your calendar. Be consistent. You'll get a video every day telling you what to do and what to add on to the last day. In 21 days, you'll have a system. In 21 days, you'll stop yelling. In 21 days, you'll have more cooperation. Your kids will be listening without you yelling. You'll ask them to do things and they'll do it. Let me repeat that. You'll ask them to do things and they'll do it. It is such a minimal cost. It is next to nothing to receive the value of not yelling at your kids anymore. Or you can not get it. You can go on screaming and yelling at your kids, throwing your own tantrums, teaching them to continue to throw tantrums. And every day you can deal with this stress and chaos of them throwing tantrums as soon as you say no, you throwing tantrums as soon as they do something you don't like. You could spend the rest of your days in this stressful, chaotic mode. Let me tell you guys, life is short, seriously short. These days seem long, but the years are so quick. Be intentional. Decide this is the day this all stops. We're going to work together as a family and we are going to create family harmony. We are going to respect each other, trust each other, believe in each other, and really create this wonderful family dynamic that doesn't include all the stress and chaos that's happening right now. You'll go out in the morning happy, not racing around and rushing. It's worked for thousands of families. It can work for you. Okay, guys, I got to go. Go to quityelling.com. Don't forget the coupon code podcast. Remember, add that coupon code for your discount and invest it in your family. One time, it is not going to be this low again. When this comes back, it is going to have a considerable increase, but still a great deal. Don't forget, this is changing your family. This is nothing to invest in the people you love. Take your time. Take the time that's required. All right, guys, reach out to me if you have any questions. Thank you for being here. And I will see you on the other side of yelling, the side where you do have days filled with peace, love, and laughter. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. If this episode was helpful to you, please share it with a friend and leave us a review that will help others. Wonder why kids don't come with a manual? Well, wonder no more, because I wrote you one, and it's just won a wonderful Mom's Choice Award. Go to celiasbooks.com and buy your copy of Raising Happy Toddlers, as well as my children's books. I appreciate you being part of my mission to help 10 million parents stop yelling at their kids. Please be intentional and hug on those kids of yours. See you at the next episode.